Welcome to Where Science Meets Self-Care with Ida Finelli. With over 30 years in beauty and wellness and a background in medical science, Ida blends clinical knowledge with holistic care. Each week, she and her guests share insights to help you achieve healthier skin, balanced energy, and empowered self-care. Now, here's your host, Ida Finelli.
Today, we're exploring two powerful yet often overlooked tools in holistic first aid and skin wellness: high frequency therapy and hydrogen peroxide. Both harness the healing potential of oxygen and energy, bridging the gap between science, aesthetics, and natural medicine. We'll dive into the history of high frequency devices from Nikola Tesla's original violet ray to modern cold plasma technology and uncover how these tools go far beyond facials, supporting wound care, infection control, circulation, and even nervous system balance. We'll also discuss the violet flame meditation, a spiritual practice that transforms lower vibrational emotions such as fear, anger, or grief into higher frequencies of peace, clarity, and compassion. This energy shift supports emotional balance, reduces stress, and indirectly promotes physical health. Interestingly, high frequency therapy mirrors this process on a physiological level when a gentle current passes through a gas-filled electrode, argon, or neon gas. It creates a glowing plasma field that purifies, energizes, and balances the body at both cellular and energetic levels. Next, we'll break down the different forms of hydrogen peroxide, pharmaceutical, beautician grade, accelerated, and food grade, examining their strengths, risks, and practical applications for first aid, hygiene, and wellness. Whether you're a professional, a wellness enthusiast, or someone looking for safer, science-backed first aid solutions, today's session will give you the knowledge and confidence to harness these remarkable tools safely and effectively. Some holistic estheticians avoid electrical devices. I embrace them since I realize the body is an electrical being. But first, we'll discuss its history and who discovered it. Nikola Tesla, an engineer and inventor, is best known for bringing alternating current to our homes, which enables us to enjoy the modern conveniences of today. He also invented the violet ray, which is now known as the high-frequency machine. In the past, the medical profession used this device to heal wounds and cure respiratory infections. Dentists also used it for oral work. This technique is called transcutaneous electrotherapy, or electrotherapy. It was popular for 75 years. Several factors caused its disappearance. Manufacturers stopped producing it because producing war-related products was a priority. The pharmaceutical industry started coming around, and it was quicker to give a pill than to spend time with someone. The Food and Drug Administration banned it in 1950 because the company may have made claims it couldn't really substantiate. Some people might have not been using it properly. Everything comes with precautions you need to follow. The aesthetic industry has been fortunate to benefit from the medical industry's decision to transition away from this technique. Aestheticians use a safe, effective, non-invasive high-frequency device for many skincare concerns, such as wrinkles, large pores, acne, cysts, redness, inflamed skin, improving skin tone, and reducing hair loss. Now I'll explain the scientific magic of high-frequency devices. The gas-filled electrodes produce plasma, the fourth state of matter. It's not a solid, liquid, or gas. It's a glowing, charged cloud of ions and electrons. Think of lightning, the sun, or those glass ball lamps from the 90s that sparked when you touched them. That's plasma in action. Now, high-frequency skincare devices, the ones inspired by Nikola Tesla's original coil invention, use low-energy plasma. They pass a gentle electric current through a glass electrode filled with inert gas, creating a soft violet or orange glow. That tiny painless spark is plasma at work on your skin. In big picture physics, plasma waves help move particles in space, such as the Earth's magnetosphere. While our facial devices don't quite launch you into orbit, they do use simple principles, electromagnetic fields influencing how particles, and in our case, skin cells, behave. That's good for safety, but it also means its effects are more surface level than the violet ray and current day plasma pens. Although plasma pens, which deliver a concentrated plasma arc to tighten skin and stimulate fibroblast activity, are used in Europe, they are not authorized for use in Canada. Safety clearance and insurance coverage are reminders that not all advanced technologies have equal regulatory standing in every country. I've seen the damage a professional esthetician did when she tried to self-treat her eye with a plasma device to promote skin tightening. Her eye was red and scabbed from the treatment. This device is very strong. For deeper, safer therapeutic results, modern clinics often turn to PEMF, pulse electromagnetic field, therapy which uses magnetic pulses rather than plasma energy to promote cellular repair, improve circulation, and support tissue regeneration without surface trauma. Cold plasma operates at non-thermal energies, meaning there's no burning or skin ablation. These systems are gaining attention for their ability to reduce inflammation, accelerate healing, and enhance cellular communication, all without damaging the surface tissue. I'll discuss one of the available cold plasma devices on the market a little later and how it's reshaping how we think about skin rejuvenation and repair. When electricity passes through these argon and neon inert gas-filled electrodes, it interacts with oxygen in the air, creating ozone and reactive oxygen species, ROS, that are antibacterial and healing. Ozone is a form of oxygen that has three oxygen atoms interacting with each other. In the air, two oxygen atoms interact with each other. Ozone is a form of oxygen used in many sterilization devices today. The air has 21% oxygen. You may have heard of the ozone layer, which surrounds Earth and protects it from the sun's harmful radiation. Oxygen has two phases. One side is critical for aerobic respiration in our bodies. The blood passes through the lungs, picks up oxygen, and transports it to all the cells. Every cell in our body performs something called mitochondrial respiration. It is a series of chemical reactions that convert energy from macronutrients into adenosine triphosphate, ATP. ATP is the primary source of energy from our cells. Oxygen is one of the required macronutrients for ATP to form. Its reduction produces reactive oxygen species, including superoxide anion, hydrogen peroxide, and the hydroxyl radical. Hydrogen peroxide is a strong disinfectant because it contains an extra oxygen atom. It's unstable. That's why it's effective for killing germs. The oxygen-rich air we breathe also accelerates food aging, which is why we use vacuum-packed containers and kitchenware that release any excess air to preserve it longer. The antioxidants, foods and supplements we consume protect our cells from the oxidation caused by free radicals. I've taken the time to explain this to you so you can understand how each of the two high-frequency electrodes offers its unique gifts. It's mainly because of oxygen's role. Argon gas, which emits violet light, is helpful for acne, oily skin, and cysts. I've seen it shrink mosquito bites and acne cysts when I leave it on the area long enough. The neon gas-filled electrode, which is red-orange, is better suited for skin rejuvenation. However, you can intertwine each of the wands for both concerns, mainly because oxygen is the influence. Today, I will be sharing my experiences inside and outside my aesthetic business to help you use this device for more than cosmetic purposes. If you already have one of these devices, please listen. My first experience using this device outside of aesthetics was when my husband cut the inside of his mouth with a mango seed. And the only thing I could think to do was use the high frequency machine. And the electrode I used was
cut inside
the Sparky electrode. I inserted it in his mouth and it sent a spark. We use it in aesthetics to stop a pustule from bleeding after extractions. It's very effective at stopping bleeding, and it did the same for the inside of his cheek. We didn't have to go to the hospital. He didn't have to get stitches. And when you think about it, this is an area that's hard to heal because it's moist, and it worked. The next experience that I had was with my miniature poodle. Something bit the right side of his neck just below the ear. It was in the shape of a Y. We discovered it ourselves as he showed no signs of pain. But of course, once I tried to clean and sanitize it, he was distraught, and it was hard to do. But he did allow me to use the high frequency device. The electrode that I used was the mushroom-tipped electrode. Of course, with a dog, you can put it directly over the hair because the hair creates more distance between the skin and the surface, making it more effective. That is one thing I should mention about the high frequency. The further it is away from the skin, the more effective it is. So after I left it on for about 5 to 10 minutes, he got better. We didn't have to take our dog to the vet for stitches, and it healed well. It sanitized and healed the wound simultaneously. Another incident with my dog happened while I was trying to trim his face. He was quite a bit older at that time and was blind. He usually puts his teeth against my skin, and he never bites me. But this time, one of his eye teeth actually penetrated a finger, and it didn't bleed, so I didn't really think anything of it. But a few days later, an infection did appear. So I used my high-frequency machine on it. It prevented it from spreading, but it didn't eliminate the infection. So I didn't want to go to urgent care because I was worried about animal control finding out through the health unit. So I used my high-frequency machine on it. I prevented it from spreading, but I didn't eliminate the infection. So I did end up going to the clinic to get an antibiotic, and the doctor questioned why it hadn't spread. He said, "Did you do something to it?" So I told him I was an esthetician and that I had used a device that utilized ozone. He gave me an antibiotic and I went home. The high frequency machine works by stimulating the lymphatic system in our body. For those of you who don't know what the lymphatic system is, the lymphatic system is what makes something swell when you injure yourself. It's trying to cool the area down and repair it. It also distributes white blood cells throughout our body when it's worried about an infection. It's our immune system. It cleans up garbage as well. If you clean out the garbage, things work out better. That's basically how it works. It passes through specific nodes in our body via our lymphatic vessels. Our body actually has more lymphatic vessels than blood vessels. Daily sessions with the high frequency machine are practical for viral infections such as warts or cold sores. The generated ozone kills the virus and helps rebuild the skin faster. Other methods currently available include nitric oxide, which freezes and kills the skin around it, salicylic acid, which you also know as aspirin, kills the skin around the virus. The virus dies because it has no food source. It's also good for respiratory infections. For best results, apply a non-conductive skincare product, such as a gel or cream, before gently moving the wand across the face, or use a piece of gauze to create distance in between the high frequency and the skin to make it more effective. And now we'll take time for a commercial break. Welcome back. Now I'll demonstrate what I do when I'm worried about a respiratory infection. Begin gliding it between the collarbone on both sides to create a drainage path. Then glide it above the collarbone on both sides, up the side of the neck to just below the ear on both sides, and up the middle towards the chin, then underneath the neck, from the chin along the jawline toward the lymph nodes. You always direct the lymph flow from the inside of the face to the outside to be cleansed. Our lymph nodes are on the outside of the face. The wrapped gauze around the end of the electrode gives it more strength. The greater the distance from the skin, the greater the effect. Place your finger on the electrode when you release it from the skin to protect the client from the extra zap of electricity. Touch the client's skin with the hand for a grounding effect so it doesn't sting them a bit when you release it. Yes, it's challenging to do at times when you're moving it around so quickly. It's beneficial if you have sinus congestion or you're starting to get a cold. Also, place the electrode directly over a swollen gland. It'll help the lymph clean it up more quickly and remove it from the body. The lymphatic system is like the body's built-in cleansing river. It moves waste, toxins, and extra fluid through a particular pathway. It starts right in the face, then flows down through the neck and into the lymph nodes, under your arms. From there, it moves through the chest, circles around the belly button, and then heads down toward the groin lymph nodes. Most of that fluid then travels up through the center of the body into a large vessel called the thoracic duct and finally drains into the bloodstream through the left side near the collarbone. Once it mixes with the blood, the body filters it out through the kidneys and you naturally eliminate through the urine. It also naturally eliminates through your bowels as well. The high frequency machine helps boost circulation and oxygen flow, supporting lymphatic movement and encouraging tissue healing. It's all about assisting the body in cleansing, renewing, and restoring balance. The violet ray was used in hospitals to treat bacterial strep throat infections. Research has also shown that it can improve infected toenails when used in combination with medicine because it increases circulation in the area. Of course, if you have a swollen injury, use high-frequency stimulation to promote healing. It will help reduce swelling and aid the lymphatic system in returning to where it belongs. The high-frequency does so much more than this. It's my go-to for facials. But of course, everything has contradictions, which I will go through right now. Manufacturers suggest avoiding high-frequency for the following reasons. Do not use the high frequency if you have any surgical metal implants or electrical devices like a pacemaker, or if you have high blood pressure, trouble with your heart, or are pregnant or breastfeeding. Epilepsy or seizures, allergy to ozone gas. The devices cause eye strain. Never use it too close to the eyelid. They also recommend avoiding high frequency treatments after applying alpha hydroxy acids like glycolic acid, because those acids can be pretty aggressive on the skin. During my Zangara dermatician training, I learned something fascinating about how these acids work. Alpha hydroxy acids actually bounce oxygen from one cell to another, almost like a chain reaction or a domino effect. The cell that receives the oxygen gives off this temporary artificial glow. But once that oxygen leaves, the cell's vitality can actually drop. In other words, it shines bright for a moment and then burns out. Now, when you add high-frequency therapy, you're introducing even more oxygen into the skin. So if you combine the two, you can end up with an overload. Too much oxygen activity happening at once. Think of it as overcharging your cells. This can lead to increased sensitivity, redness, and irritation, especially on skin that's already exfoliated or delicate. If you'd like to enjoy the benefits of both treatments, the key is timing. Do your exfoliation acid treatment on one day, and then wait a few days before high frequency once the skin has calmed, rehydrated, and the barrier is strong again. For a gentler pairing, try using enzyme exfoliants instead. These work beautifully with high frequency therapy and still encourage cell renewal without causing oxidative stress. And always follow up with hydrating serums and barrier repair moisturizers to keep the skin balanced, soothed, and glowing from genuine cellular health, not just surface stimulation. And always remember, remove all jewelry before a session. Metal conducts electricity, and we definitely don't want that current anywhere it shouldn't go. Do not use if you have alcohol in your system. Ensure to read the instructions. And here's another important tip. Don't use the high-frequency machine near electronics. The mild electromagnetic field they produce can interfere with nearby devices, making them less efficient or even peripherally disrupting their operation. So it's always best to turn off or move phones, tablets, and other electronics out of your treatment area before it begins. I know this because I was trying to use it with the computer and the computer completely started acting up on me. It's a small precaution that keeps your equipment safe and ensures your sessions stay focused and effective. It's also important not to use high frequency on areas with broken capillaries or spider veins since the electrical energy could worsen those delicate vessels. Use sunscreen and avoid sun exposure after using it, as it may make your skin more sensitive to UV rays. They also advise against using high-frequency devices on inflamed or sensitive skin conditions such as rosacea, eczema, or psoriasis. However, in my own practice, I've actually witnessed that it can help reduce redness in some instances, particularly when the redness stems from stagnant blood flow rather than active inflammation. Like many holistic tools, tolerance can vary from person to person. Some individuals' skin can handle it beautifully, while others may be more reactive. It really comes down to personal sensitivity and professional discernment. I always recommend testing a small area first before applying it to larger zones. I've used it to speed up the healing of a few first-degree burns effectively. Ensure the area has some skin over it. A diabetic client informed me that they had success with a slight improvement in their psoriasis when using the high-frequency machine. I know there are many forms of psoriasis, and everyone has different internal and external conditions. He said it worked for him, but I don't know if it would work for everybody. I've also witnessed it speed up the healing of a small wound along a diabetic shin. Let's remember that the shin doesn't heal well because it has decreased blood flow due to the proximity to the bone. People with diabetes do not heal well because they have decreased peripheral circulation. This device increases blood flow to the area and delivers more oxygen directly through the skin, providing what they need. And now I'll show you other ways you could use the high-frequency machine. A client who was in his 80s came in with an injury that wasn't healing very well. He had cut his hand on either a piece of glass or a beer can cap. I can't remember what. He asked me to help him with it, so I offered to use the high-frequency machine. I only used the high-frequency machine on him for 10 minutes, and at the end of the session, he recognized that he wasn't in as much pain. And you can see from the before and after that it had healed more visibly as well. I've condensed the video for you. This woman had red, irritated skin from wearing a medical device at nighttime. She asked me to help her. I offered to do the high-frequency machine on her. I think I did it for about 10 minutes. And at the end, you can see that the skin had healed up a bit and it's not as red. Here's the before and after. I've condensed the video for you. I'm demonstrating the high frequency on injured tissue. Notice that I'm using this sparky tipped electrode and that it is emitting plasma when I'm holding it from a distance. I had started the session before I had thought to record it, which is why the top part of the injured tissue isn't as red as the bottom. But you'll notice as this session continues that the whole area becomes cauterized and she can walk away without a bandage. It will heal a lot quicker because of what I've done. This video was recorded over a 5-minute period and was condensed to less than a minute. A cosmetic trick is to glide it over the eyebrow. Increasing circulation will prevent thinning and promote eyebrow hair growth. They have different attachments. As I showed you, this is the sparker or a zapper electrode, which you don't actually have to touch the skin for. You use it from a distance, it sterilizes blemishes, and it will keep the connection as long as you go further. So it's necessary to turn it off or press your finger against it when you release it from the skin. The mushroom electrode is used for larger areas. They have the neck electrode that specializes in skin around the neck, and they have the oval-shaped spoon electrode, which you could use under the eye or in the areas with more contour. They have the rake or comb electrode for the head. As you comb the head, it increases the circulation in the area, so it can improve the growth of the follicles. And they have a rod electrode for spot treatments. The indirect saturator electrode is a large rod-shaped electrode that the client holds during the treatment. The current passes from the client's hand to the esthetician's hand, then to the treatment area. Fulguration electrode, this specialized uncommon electrode, was used in older units to generate an intense spark for removing skin tags or warts. It's bent at the neck. They have large electrodes that you can use on the body as well. Nuderma's professional model is the one that I purchased. It's a good one. I'll put a link for it in the description section. You pay more for a professional one, but the cheaper ones don't last as long, and you end up throwing them away. If you do have one that's broke down on you, I suggest not throwing away the electrodes because they are interchangeable. The original violet rays are still available. They are costly. They were removed from the market because they were stronger and people were misusing them. High frequency therapy and cold plasma. Safety, science, and skin benefits. Today, cold plasma is used for advanced skin healing. Cold plasma is a newer, powerful technology with unique regenerative and antimicrobial effects. Plasma is created when the gas is generated typically by high voltage, transforming it into partially ionized state. Devices like the Active Cell Pen Use dielectric materials to safely transmit mild electrical pulses to the skin without heat or discomfort. The resulting cold plasma is rich in reactive oxygen and nitrogen species, mild UV photons, and subtle electrical fields. These elements work synergistically to stimulate healing, improve collagen production, and create a skin environment hostile to microbes. Its antimicrobial properties act through a non-specific oxidative mechanism, which disrupts bacterial membranes and biofilms without promoting resistance. This makes cold plasma particularly effective for wound care, post-procedure recovery, and optimizing the local skin environment. Active cell pens have models available for humans and pets. How cold cell plasma differs from high-frequency therapy and fibroplasma pens. High-frequency devices mainly energize tissue superficially, improving circulation, oxygenation, and collagen stimulation. Fibroblast plasma pens generate heat to tighten and resurface skin. Cold plasma adds chemical and photonic components, producing antimicrobial and tissue repair benefits in addition to the physical stimulation. In practice, the two can be complementary. High frequency supports rejuvenation and circulation, while cold plasma enhances microbial control, tissue repair, and overall skin resilience. When used strategically, they offer a broad spectrum of therapeutic benefits. There are two books available if you'd like to read more about how to use the violet ray. The first book is Tesla High Frequency Violet Ray Therapy Revival, 100-Year-Old Healing Tesla Coil Therapies, and then there's another one called Violet Ray Book, including Edgar Cayce's readings and old manuscripts. So massage therapists, chiropractors, and other medical professionals use this device for over 75 years. Tesla researched and tested the violet ray's effectiveness on 1,200 patients, and this was what he used to justify his decision to use them. Now I'll talk about another way you can use the high-frequency device. The violet flame and high-frequency energy. The violet flame meditation is a transformative practice that transmutes lower vibrational emotions, fear, anger, or grief into high frequencies of peace, compassion, and clarity. Clearing emotional density helps prevent that type of chronic stress that often manifests as physical imbalance or disease. Interestingly, high-frequency therapy mirrors this process on a physiological level. When a gentle current passes through a gas-filled glass electrode, either argon or neon, it creates a glowing plasma field. This is an energy in motion, purifying, balancing, and renewing. Argon electrodes emit a violet blue glow, resonating a higher frequency. Energetically, the violet frequency aligns perfectly with the violet flame vibration, transformative, cleansing, and spiritually elevating. Neon electrodes produce a warm orange-red glow. It enhances circulation, collagen production, and vitality. Energetically, this frequency connects with the sacral and solar plexus chakras, promoting confidence, creativity, and grounding. When chosen intuitively, both gases offer distinct yet complementary energies. Argon refines and clears, the violet flame of purification, best for chakra work, relaxation, and subtle nervous system stimulation, particularly the third eye or pituitary region. Neon revitalizes and awakens, the golden fire of renewal. Excellent for circulation, energy activation, and physical rejuvenation. In this way, high-frequency therapy becomes more than a skincare modality. It becomes a bridge between science and spirit, harmonizing the body's bioelectrical field while nurturing emotional and cellular healing. When paired with a violet flame meditation or visualization, a treatment can become a profound restorative ritual, transmuting stress into light, stagnation into flow, and fatigue into radiant vitality. Welcome back after a commercial break. Welcome back. Energetic versus cosmetic use. Understanding the difference. Holistic practitioners recognize its bioelectrical and energetic effects. With mindful intention, it can become a valuable tool for nervous system regulation, chakra alignment, and spiritual grounding. High frequency energy for the spiritually minded. Subtle forehead and third eye applications. Modern high frequency devices can be gently applied to the forehead or the third eye, angina area, offering beyond mere cosmetic benefits. When used with mindful intention, this subtle electrical current can enhance both energetic and physiological harmony. Potential subtle effects include energetic stimulation of third eye chakra, support for relaxation, nervous system balance, and mental clarity, indirect support for pituitary-related processes such as sleep, wake rhythm, and stress regulation, enhanced lymphatic flow and circulation in the forehead and scalp. Important note, electromagnetic frequencies and bioenergetic fields may interact with nearby neutral and energetic pathways, indirectly supporting hormonal balance and nerve function near the pituitary gland, which lies deep within the skull. Subtle electromagnetic fields, stimulation. Each high-frequency electrode emits a pulsing electromagnetic field that interacts with the body's bioelectrical system and aura. This resonance helps synchronize the body's natural frequencies, supporting both energetic balance and physiological function. These subtle fields may also stimulate piezoelectric responses in the body's crystalline and connective structures such as bone, collagen, fascia, and even the pineal gland. The pineal gland contains calcite microcrystals with piezoelectric properties, meaning they can convert electromagnetic stimulation into bioelectric signals, This gentle stimulation can promote enhanced cellular communication and tissue repair, improve circulation and lymphatic flow, heighten mental clarity and spiritual attunement, balance nervous system activity, a more profound sense of energetic grounding and alignment. How to use the high frequency on the third eye safely and effectively. Use a mushroom or spoon-shaped electrode for gentle, even application. Keep power on low to medium. You don't need much intensity. Apply to the center of the forehead, moving slowly in circles and holding for short intervals. Use for 1 to 2 minutes, ideally during meditation, breath work, or before sleep. Breathe deeply and focus inward. The true power lies in your intention, not just the current. In summary, modern high-frequency devices can safely and gently be used over the third eye to support mental clarity and relaxation, energetic balance of the pituitary and pineal centers, enhanced meditation, hormone awareness, and stress support. Just remember, the power isn't only in the device, but in your breath, awareness, and intention. When science meets self-care, technology becomes a sacred ally for transformation and renewal. Now we'll discuss hydrogen peroxide. First, I'll explain the different types of hydrogen peroxide. Since I briefly mentioned hydrogen peroxide early, I wanted to explore the different types, their connections, and their uses, because not all hydrogen peroxide is the same. First, here's a quick science refresher. Hydrogen peroxide is water, H2O, with an extra oxygen molecule, so it's H2O2. This additional oxygen makes it a powerful oxidizing agent, which is why it's useful for disinfection, whitening, and even medical treatments. It's unstable and breaks down easily when exposed to light, heat, or agitation, producing water and oxygen. Our white blood cells produce hydrogen peroxide to fight infection and act as a signaling molecule that triggers healing responses in the body. Now let's break it down by concentration and purpose. Pharmaceutical-grade hydrogen peroxide, household grade. It's made by 3% hydrogen peroxide solution plus water plus stabilizers, example phenol, acetanilinabide, or sodium stannate, to extend shelf life. It disinfects and cleans wounds for first aid, household disinfecting, and whitening laundry surfaces. It's not suitable for ingestion or food preparation because of the stabilizers. Beautician grade hydrogen peroxide, 6 to 7%, 20 volume developer. It's 7% hydrogen peroxide, which may include stabilizers, emulsifiers, and conditioners to make it scalp safe and compatible with hair dye formulations. Hair dye H2O2 is specifically buffered for keratin and skin use, but is not sterile or clean enough for internal or food-related use. It opens the hair cuticle to allow the hair dye to penetrate. It oxidizes melanin, a natural pigment, to lighten hair and activates permanent or semi-permanent dyes. It often comes in a creamy or gel base for better application and adherence to hair. It's not food grade. While its concentration is close to that of medical or accelerated hydrogen peroxide formulation, its intended application and added chemicals make it unstable for anything beyond cosmetic use. Accelerated hydrogen peroxide, HAP. Its strength varies from 0.5 to 7% hydrogen peroxide. Hydrogen peroxide is combined with proprietary surfactants, wetting agents, and chelating agents to boost efficiency and stability. Salons, medical, dental, and veterinary clinics use it to disinfect and perform institutional cleaning. It has a faster disinfection time for broad-spectrum antimicrobial activity, and it's less corrosive and more stable than regular hydrogen peroxide. Do not consume it or have it come into contact with food. Bonus tip, expired accelerated hydrogen peroxide can be repurposed safely for household cleaning. For example, I've used it in the toilet for a few hours to disinfect and remove buildup, including excess mineral scale. Always ensure proper ventilation and avoid direct contact with the skin or eyes when using it for cleaning. Food-grade hydrogen peroxide is a pure form of hydrogen peroxide free of stabilizers, additive, or contaminants, making it safe for food-related and personal care uses when properly diluted. Making it safe for food-related, plant growth, and personal care uses when properly diluted. It typically comes in a highly concentrated form, 35%, and must be diluted to 3 to 7% for use because it lacks chemical preservatives. It has a shorter shelf life and should be mixed fresh daily or as needed in holistic and functional wellness circles. Food grade hydrogen peroxide is the go-to for dental hygiene, and with good reason. Like your gut, your mouth hosts a complex oral microbiome of bacteria, fungi, and viruses. These organisms work harmoniously to support immune function, regulate inflammation, convert nutrients, and protect against pathogens. When this balance is disrupted, especially by harsh antiseptics or antibiotics, it can set the stage for systemic issues such as pneumonia, pancreatic, colorectal, and esophageal cancers, high blood pressure, and other cardiovascular problems. Many commercial mouthwashes indiscriminately wipe out good and bad bacteria, particularly those with chlorhexidine. This microbial imbalance can weaken your oral defenses and contribute to long-term health concerns. Dilute food-grade hydrogen peroxide is a more microbiome-friendly alternative. It is a gentle oxygen-rich oral rinse. It's antimicrobial yet respectful of your healthy flora, especially effective against anaerobic bacteria, the kind that thrive under the gum line. It supports a clean mouth without disrupting your ecosystems. How to use it? Dilute only what you need for the day. Since it's unstable and degrades within 24 to 48 hours, use it to sanitize toothbrushes and oral applications. Mix it with baking soda to make a DIY toothpaste or whitening paste, a simple effective option that supports your oral microbiome. People also use diluted food grade hydrogen peroxide in home food preparations and storage to wash germs off vegetables, to preserve lettuce, or to marinate poultry or meat. With water in food related home cleaning to disinfect cutting boards, countertops, lunch boxes, refrigerators, sponges, and dishcloths. Manufacturers bleach flour to make white bread and produce foods such as eggs, cheese, and any whey containing goods. They spray it onto foil lined materials in juice boxes, milk packaging, and cleaning equipment to prevent contamination from harmful microorganisms and bacteria. Must be handled with extreme care. 35% is caustic and can cause burns. Food-grade hydrogen peroxide is safe to use in minimal amounts on food products when handled with care, but it can be toxic if you inhale it, ingest it, or come into contact with it on your skin or eyes. If you're considering using food-grade hydrogen peroxide for any reason, including as a treatment for a medical condition, you should consult with your doctor beforehand. Food-grade hydrogen peroxide, 35%. It's a 35% pure solution with no stabilizers or additives. It's highly concentrated and must be diluted. Handling it undiluted could cause burns. Do not ingest, inhale, or come into direct contact. 35% can be toxic or cause chemical burns. Always dilute and use extreme care. Laboratory, technical, and industrial grades. 30% reagent grade is available for laboratory scientific experiments. It's very pure. 30 to 32% electronic grade is available for cleaning electronic parts and equipment. 34% technical grade is a stronger form of reagent grade, but it includes phosphorus to neutralize chlorine in water. 90% industrial grade is the most potent and most dangerous. Please do not use it for home or personal use. They bleach paper and textiles, produce foam, rubber, and use it as a rocket fuel ingredient. Quick recap. 3% pharmaceutical grade hydrogen peroxide is great for cleaning, but not for eating. 6 to 7% beautician grade is available for hair, not foods or wounds. Accelerated hydrogen peroxide, AHP, is available for medical facilities, strong, stable, but non-ingestible. 35% food grade, very pure, multi-purpose when diluted, but handled cautiously. Hydrogen peroxide grades of 30 to 90% are available for labs, manufacturing, and industrial use, not for home use. As you've seen today, both high-frequency therapy and hydrogen peroxide are much more than skincare tools. They're powerful allies in wound care, infection control, inflammation reduction, and even respiratory and viral support. From oral hygiene healing cuts to disinfecting with ozone and understanding the power of oxygen, these technologies reconnect us with natural science supporting healing methods. Oxygen in its many forms is a force to be respected, essential for life, but also capable of profound transformations in health and aging. Understanding its double-edged nature enables us to use tools such as the violet ray and various hydrogen peroxide solutions effectively and safely. Conclusion. As we've seen, high-frequency therapy and hydrogen peroxide are much more than cosmetic or household tools. They are versatile allies in healing, infection control, inflammation reduction, and overall wellness, from supporting lymphatic flow and circulation to promoting tissue repair and oral microbiome health. These technologies reconnect us with natural oxygen-driven processes that underpin life and vitality. The violet flame is an ally in energetic alignment. High-frequency therapy helps oxygenate tissue, stimulate lymphatic flow, and restore cellular balance, while hydrogen peroxide provides powerful antimicrobial and antioxidant support. Paired with the violet flame meditation, the high frequency also helps transmute emotional stress, creating space for mental clarity, energetic harmony, and physical resilience. Remember, the real power lies not only in the devices or solution themselves, but in your intention, breath, and awareness. Science and spirit can work together. When used mindfully, high-frequency therapy becomes a bridge to subtle energetic healing. Hydrogen peroxide supports tangible cellular and microbial balance, and the violet flame meditation uplifts and transforms lower vibrational energy. Thank you for joining me today. This inspires you to explore these tools in your own wellness journey, rediscover the transformative powers of oxygen and energy, and embrace the healing synergy of science, spirit, and self-care.
Thank you for tuning in to Where Science Meets Self-Care with Ida Finelli. Ida bridges clinical science with holistic wisdom, guiding you toward radiant skin, balanced energy, and lasting well-being. Don't forget to subscribe, share the show, and join us next time for more inspiration and practical tools to help you live beautifully inside and out. To connect with Ida, visit Linktree/IdaFinelli. Until then, take good care of yourself. And remember, self-care is where science and soul meet.